You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The government is working out a framework for countries or sovereign-backed firms to borrow from the Indian market to pay for their imports in rupee, a move that would help countries that have trade deficit with India, besides furthering the goal of rupee internationalization. A senior finance ministry official told FE that the countries which have trade deficits with India or their firms may explore the possibility of borrowing from Indian markets to pay for their imports or take steps to step up their exports to India. Even though such bilateral mechanisms will take time to stabilize, both export and import in the rupee would reduce pressure on the forex reserves of both partner countries and have mutual benefits. On to industry, the new capacity additions for Adani Cements would be only for manufacturing of green cement, as it looks to double the production of the commodity to about 140 million tonne per annum by FY28. The two Adani Group cement companies, ACC and Ambuja Cements, would only add capacities through organic route, which would be mainly funded through internal accruals. Green cement is manufactured by reusing industrial waste such as slag and fly ash and energy efficiency modes, which reduces carbon emissions. At present, the global cement industry is responsible for about 8% of planet-warming carbon dioxide emissions, while India is the second largest polluter from cement manufacturing, with the country emitting 149 million metric tons of CO2 in 2021. In some more industry news, apart from opposing levy of any form of network usage charges on over-the-top apps as being demanded by the telcos, several consumer groups have also voiced against the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India's proposal to selectively ban OTT apps in the event of a law and order problem. As many as 11 consumer groups, including the Consumer Unity and Trust Society, Consumer Guidance Society, Consumer Guild, etc., have said that the proposal on selective banning coupled with regulating carriage and content would lead to over-regulation and would create regulatory uncertainty in the Indian market. Meanwhile, the monsoon rains this season have been below normal and unevenly spread, threatening a rural recovery that had begun over the last few months. The only comfort is urban demand is stable for now, said top executives at key fast-moving consumer goods companies and automotive firms. However, most are keeping a close watch on inflation, notably food inflation. Nestle India's chairman and MD Suresh Narayanan recently said that the kharif crop might get impacted, even if the sowing is good. He added that food inflation needs to be watched carefully, since it is a cause for concern. If the monsoon is weak in September, rural demand will be impacted. About the overall monsoon impact on the FMCG sector, Narayanan said that at the moment, demand looks stable. Moving on, the government is likely to announce a big hike of around 8% in the minimum support price of wheat for the forthcoming Rabi marketing season, in the wake of the high market prices of the grain. Higher MSP is expected to encourage farmers to sell wheat to the Food Corporation of India and prevent official stocks falling below the buffer. A Food Ministry official told FE that with the current mandi prices of wheat ruling around Rs 2,400 per quintal against the MSP of Rs 2,125 per quintal for 2023-24 marketing season April-June in the key growing states of Punjab, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, a higher than usual hike in MSP would boost procurement and the government stocks. On to market, the BSE has revised the price band for Jio Financial Services to 20% from the earlier 5% effective Monday. It was among 10 stocks for which the exchange announced a revision in price bands. Set by stock exchanges, price band service limits for securities in order to curb extreme volatility in share prices. In addition, the stock will no longer be in the trade-to-trade segment. The stock is expected to be removed from the NSE indices this week, subject to the condition that it doesn't hit the upper or lower circuit in two consecutive sessions. Analysts say that with thanks to revision of the price band from 5% to 20%, chances of Jio hitting upper or lower circuits are slim. Lastly, let's talk about the stocks you need to watch out today. These include Kotak Bank, Infosys, ITC, Hindalco, Maruti Suzuki, Hero Motor Corp and Aisha Motors. For those unaware, Uday Kotak has resigned as the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of Kotak Mahindra Bank with effect from September 1st, the bank said on Saturday in a regulatory filing. He will, however, continue as a non-executive director of the bank. On the other hand, India's second largest IT company, Infosys, announced that it has completed the acquisition of Danske Bank's IT center in India. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.